I don't know what you'd call them. What's the names they give?
Oh, your teacher's pet?
Okay, teacher's pet, yeah.
Okay, in college, did you ever have
a... But I think there's a difference between a teacher's pet and a kid that seeks attention all the time.
Oh, really? Okay, what's
the... Oh, yeah. Well, a kid that seeks attention all the time is a kid that will drive you up the wall.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, they're coming up there every 5 minutes. Well, what's this? You give instructions to the whole class, and this one kid needs some attention, and he need, you know, and he'll, after you've given it several times, he still doesn't understand it, when basically I think he does. Mm-hmm. He just wants that added attention. Then you have the kid that's bright and smart and helps and just, you know, they're going to be personalities in a classroom mm-hmm. anyway, and they're going to be people no matter how hard you try to be objective, that you're going to warm up to more than you would other children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a teacher's pet is the kind, for me, the connotation of the word teacher's pet is the person in the class that is, they're striving for approval from the teacher because they wouldn't be in that position anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other kid that does the same thing, but he's so obnoxious with it you could strangle him.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Did you have any words for a student when you were in college, that, you know, a fellow student who...
Brown nose.
Okay. Can you tell me about the different types of schools here, you know, from the beginning on up to when the kids graduate from?
The types of education in this area?
The names for the grades.
Elementary. Okay, the kindergarten, mm-hmm. elementary school, middle school. Middle school encompasses 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
High school is 9 through 12. We have trade schools, which teach vocational type
mm-hmm.
things, and the time that's spent in there is determined by the type of job, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have so many hours, but they're not all the same.
Yeah.
Then we have junior colleges, and we have 4-year colleges, and we have a master's program
mm-hmm.
here, but we don't have a PhD. We have a medical school. We have nursing schools, which are part of hospitals. They're incorporated into the
mm-hmm.
hospital. We have a 3-year program and a 2-year program.
Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fence would you say is usually around a playground?
What kind of fence?
Fence.
Chain link fence.
Okay. And the schools have a place where you can go play basketball. What do you call this big building?
The gym.
Okay. And are there any other terms for it that you hear kids maybe saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do they call the place where the toilets are in schools?
The restrooms.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any?
Oh, have I ever heard? Can I go pee? You don't let me go, I'm going to do it right here. I've heard that, too.
Yeah, any specific words talking about instead of restroom when they say something like, I'm going to the...
The John, that bathroom.
Okay. Now, I've got some groups of different nationality and religious groups that I want to find out if you've ever heard of any derogatory terms for
okay.
ladies. Okay, Orientals.
Orientals are called WOPs, aren't they? Or are those Polish people? I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. Orientals? To me, are Orientals.
Okay. American Indians?
Mm-mm.
Roman Catholics?
No.
Protestants? Very fundamentalist sects.
Very fundamentalist what?
Sects.
Sects.